Overview for Genesis. Purpose: to record God's creation of the universe and the origins of humankind, to track the beginning of a people called by God and set apart to serve Him, and to introduce the fundamental doctrines of God's Word. Author: commonly accepted to be Moses. Time period covered: creation to 1805 BC. Date written: 1450 BC to 1410 BC. Setting: the Middle East. Key people: Adam, Eve, Cain, Abel, Noah, Abraham, Sarah, Lot, Isaac, Rebecca, Jacob, Esau, Joseph. Summary: the first five books of the Bible are known as the Pentateuch, which is a Greek word that means five books. The title of the first book, Genesis, is from the Greek word genesos, which has within its definition the words origin, history, and genealogy. The first chapter of Genesis gives the account of God creating the universe, living matter, creatures, and man in six literal days. At the end of the sixth day, God looked on all that He had created and pronounced it to be very good. See Genesis 1, 1-31. The Holy God enjoyed a close personal fellowship with His creation until sin shattered that relationship. Genesis records the fall of humanity. See Genesis 3, 1-7. But also introduces the hope of restoration to God, see Genesis 3:15, thus establishing the foundation for all of Scripture. Many of the great themes of the New Testament have their origin in the book of Genesis. Adam and Eve's sin plunged humanity into a depraved condition. Within a few generations, man's wickedness became so great that it grieved God that He had created man. God sent a worldwide flood that destroyed every living creature except for righteous Noah, his family, and the animals, which were saved by means of an ark Noah built at God's direction. See chapters 6 through 8. After the flood, as mankind began to multiply again, they sought to make a name for themselves by building a tower in the land of Shinar that would reach to heaven. The Lord confounded their language so the people could not communicate with each other, and soon man was scattered throughout the whole earth. See Genesis 11, 1-9. The remainder of the book of Genesis focuses upon a man named Abram and his descendants. Abram was called by God to leave his land and people and go to a new land where God would make his descendants a great nation. This 750-mile journey took Abram, who would later be called Abraham, from Ur of the Chaldees in the western part of present-day Iraq to the land of Canaan in present-day Israel. As the early history of the Jewish nation unfolds with the accounts of the patriarchs Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, and finally Joseph, we see how God used ordinary people in extraordinary ways to accomplish His purpose.